WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning! Hey, Hunter, that's a sweet Letterman's jacket you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, you see all these medals, bro?
Check out my ring.
Did you get a class ring?
I did. I got a class ring. I'll be honest, I have no idea where it's at. We're talking about our favorite things from high school, man. And maybe your favorite thing from high school is that it's over. Maybe. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
You know, I think when I was in high school, I was like, man, I can't wait for this to be over.
Well, like anything.
And then you get into real life and you're like, I'll go back.
Yeah, go back. Wait, I can go. There was a time and place where I didn't have any bills to pay or major responsibilities.
I want to be like Billy Madison.
Back to school. Back to school. So again, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you miss most about high school? For me, it's honestly, it's, I think, the lack of responsibilities. I mean, I still had responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I had homework to do, and I had sports practice and everything. But it wasn't like, it's not like real life. Adult life, any youngsters out there listening right now, adult life, you're in such a hurry to grow up that you may miss out on some stuff.
Yeah, slow down. Take your time.
Dude, and again, being an adult's great. I can do whatever I want. All right? If I want to get up and have a beer in the morning, I can do that, okay? If I want to go do something, I have my own money to buy. Like, Kiki and I are taking a trip to Ireland. I can do whatever I want, you know, within the borders of the law, of course.
Of the law.
Of the law.
And financially, really.
So I will say, you know, that's the good thing about being an adult. You make your own choices. You don't have to listen to someone in that sense. But, dude, the responsibilities. Like, if I don't pay a bill, I get kicked out of a house, all right? That roof over my head is gone.
Yeah, mom and dad ain't paying for that.
That's a daunting task. So I think the responsibility, when your only responsibility was making sure homework was done on time or you got to practice on time, that's kind of nice.
You know, my favorite thing about high school was, man, just being in a building with, I think we graduated with like 1,400, 1,500 people.
Yeah.
Every day, being in a building with that many kids,
yeah,
something's going to happen. Something's going to happen.
You miss
every single day.
You miss the shenanigans.
The shenanigans. And you know what, man? I wasn't a bully.
Mm-hmm.
I was nice to everybody. I was kind of like, you know, we had our niche group that we hung out with, but we were pretty open. We liked everybody.
Yeah.
We weren't like the jock bullies that you see in, like, you know, the movies.
In the movies, yeah. The typical jocks.
But, man, you know what I really liked? This might sound, I don't know. I liked hanging out with the bad kids. I wasn't a bad kid, but it was just so entertaining to me.
You got the side effects of the bad kids.
Right. They would do the bad things, and it was just funny to me to watch these kids do some of the things they did. Just like, oh, my God, he really did it.
That one kid really, who starts a fire in the dumpster out back. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I'll sit here and watch.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Michelle said she misses walking the halls before school with friends. The hallways were the best. Anarchy.
Remember, like, the first day, man, you got a fresh pair of clothes on, haircut, dude. And
you're looking so fly.
All right.
Looking so fly.
Oh, yes, I got a class with Ashley. Yes, she's looking hot.
We were watching, Kiki and I watched Varsity Blues the other day, and it took me back to high school so much because one of the scenes, it's Mox, right? Mm-hmm. So James Vanderbeek's character,
yeah.
He's getting ready to go to school. It's game day. He's got his jersey on. And, of course, our jerseys, at least the ones that I had, they were horrible, right? They weren't fitted. They were old.
Well, they're supposed to go over shoulder pads.
Older pads, so you're wearing them, so they go halfway down your arm. Uh-huh. And he had it tucked in to his carpenter pants, his carpenter jeans. Why were we wearing carpenter jeans? We didn't need them. We weren't doing any carpeting.
It's because he had that slot for the sword, man.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah.
God. And then his boots, his work boots. And I was like, I wore that outfit. I had the frosted tips. That was me.
Oh, yeah.
It just was so weird.
Yeah, some of the outfits, the trends in high school.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like I said, man, being in a building with that many kids was just awesome.
I like this one. Kat Holly said she missed
She misses Hunter's weird animal noises in our various shared classes.
Oh, really?
Would you do animal noises?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did a lot of things.
You were probably a nightmare.
I would whistle like a bird, but I could do it without like opening my mouth too much.
Yeah.
So nobody knew where it'd come from. And they'd kind of look at me and I'd look up at the ceiling like, where the damn bird is? Teachers hated it, man.
They hated you.
They hated to love me.
They hated to love
me. Another thing I did in high school, I was really into magic. Like, I started doing, like, all this magic, and I got really into
it. What a dork.
You think it was a dork, but I was blowing minds, Brock. I was talking, like good, legit, like, David Blaine magic stuff. I was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to float my own boat, but I'm going to.
Hunter in his cape. Now watch as the amazing Hunter disappears.
So you have the parent-teacher conferences. My mom comes back from one time.
Yep.
I'm like, so how'd it go? Am I in trouble? Yeah. She kind of had a smile on her face. She's like, the teacher loves you. But she says she's got to compete for attention every single day. And she says you need to relax with the magic and the comedy.
That's fantastic.
There's one day I was doing this trick with a thread. You know, I was in the back of the class. There's like a group of 10 people around me watching me do this thing. And the teacher finally is like, Hunter, what are you doing back there? Just quick thinking, man. I held up this piece of thread. I'm like, I just playing with my grandma's underwear. Go to the office. Dude, I held it up. The whole class dropped laughing. Just like little stuff like that, man.
You're the worst.
You know?
You have not changed one bit.
No.
Not one bit. All right, more of what we miss about high school when we come back. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I'm holding up my grandma's underwear. Stop it with the comedy and the magic.
Only on 97-WIRX.
Good morning. 7:52. What do you miss most about high school?
Friday Night Lights, man.
Friday Night Football was awesome.
It's such a great time, man. I feel like Al Bundy talking about it, but it was awesome.
I'll be honest. I think I enjoyed hanging out with the cheerleaders afterwards. That was probably, you know,
Did you guys have a good football team?
We did. Not my class so much. My brother's grade right above me. They were fantastic. I mean, we had a good program. I'll say that. Yeah. Not like we were breaking records or anything, but we had a really good program. It was fun, man. It was a good time.
The three years we played, man, kick ass football team. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Except for you.
Yeah, well, some people would say so.
I would call you a clown.
A clown? Really,
that's what I would.
I think the coach called me a clown.
You were too busy ripping bongs and watching Reba to
God. Oh, my God.
See what I did there?
I will flatten your nose.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you miss most about high school? WIRX, hello.
Yeah, I miss about high school.
Yeah.
Is my parents paying for all the bills.
That's a nice thing. We don't realize how sweet that is until we have to pay our own.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Brock? Your parents still pay for your bills.
They only pay for my fun going out money.
Hey, I'm glad you guys had a good time on the boat race last night.
Hey, thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. It was.
Yeah, the gas team with the parrot head boat. That was us.
Oh, nice, man. Well, glad you made it out, dude. Yeah, it was a good time.
Later, guys.
All right, see ya. Bills are a big one. It's kind of that responsibility thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just not having to pay bills. Oh, that was great.
That was great. I was kind of wondering, where did I get money? I mean, the parents gave me money, but... Was I really asking them all the time for money?
I don't think we realized as much as we did. Like, I had a couple jobs that I, you know, working on the farm, and I worked for some other farmers. And dude, I was making $10 an hour at my one farm job.
Nice.
$10 an hour. I was crushing it. I had a full tank of gas all the time.
The chicks loved you, huh?
It was all, oh, my God, yeah. I'll buy you dinner. Dollar menu, baby.
Right.
Let's go. I remember they threw up a McDonald's in our home. I grew up in a small town. I think now there's 7,000 people. So it wasn't big by any means. And when we got that first 24-hour gas station and the McDonald's, dude, game changer.
You know what I miss about high school? The shenanigans, like TPing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like your buddies get together late at night. You know, having, like, sleepovers and stuff like that, you guys stay up all night?
Just horsing around.
Smashing on candy and TPing your butt.
Just, yeah, exactly. It's, you know, you were. You were all hopped up on caffeine.
Right.
Just.
Sugar and caffeine.
What were we doing?
Oh, man.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Angie misses art class. She hardly ever sets time aside for it now. You know, that's a good point. You have something that you love and you do, but then you get old and you forget about the fun stuff. You know, you're like, oh, I don't make time for this anymore.
Art class, gym class, guaranteed A.
Yeah.
You know?
Just,
it's like the only A's I got.
I didn't mind art class. I always liked doing the clay stuff. I enjoyed working with the clay. That was always fun. Mostly because I would make little balls and throw them at my friend.
All right. Tell me how your art teacher was. She was a little out there, wasn't she?
Oh, my God.
Is every damn art teacher just a little out there?
They're just a little weird.
I guarantee you every art teacher smokes pot. I'm putting it out there.
They have to.
Every single one of them.
Well, you got to at least make the kids' horrible art look good.
You know?
How else are you going to look through these horrible drawings without being high?
Right. Every art teacher's a little bit like Miss Lippy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's Miss Lippy. Is exactly what art teachers are. They're free-spirited. Yep. They just want you to be creative. There's no bad drawings. There's no bad creativity. Just explore the space.
I know what you did on lunchtime, Miss Art Teacher.
God, they had like six cats.
Right.
They drove a small compact car that had the coexist bumper sticker on it.
Yes. Oh, is that like a wardrobe of multiple colors?
Blue, green.
Red.
Stick straight, long hair that was in a ponytail all the time with like just a big scrunchie.
Yeah. And every single one.
Some kind of knitted vest.
Yeah.
Yep. And just always high. Always high. And hairy legs.
Oh, yeah.
Hairy legs. They were always my favorite teachers just because they didn't give a damn.
Guaranteed A.
Rock 107.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning.
Trooper with an attitude.
8:05. Talking about high school this morning. What we miss about it.
God, just the shenanigans, man.
There was a lot of shenanigans.
You know, fortunately, I got a cool job like this where I can continue the shenanigans.
I know. I just didn't want to grow up, so I got into radio, and it worked out. We keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, we did a cardboard boat race.
Yeah.
It was great.
Come on.
It was great.
I guess there were a lot of people doing it yesterday, but it's not very common that people get to race in a cardboard boat.
Yeah. We got paid for it, too. We were working. That was work. That was work, man. I got some great answers on Facebook here. I like this one. Dawn misses her high school body.
Oh, yeah.
I think I miss my high school metabolism.
Oh, yeah.
I literally eat anything. I could sit down, eat a whole pizza, eat a sub, eat candy, chug a gallon of milk, and wouldn't gain an ounce.
Well, I'll just tell the kids, if the kids are listening now, start early if you're going to eat healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Know?
Because your metabolism definitely cancels it out when you're a kid. But later on in life, man, you'll pay for it.
I hit 30 and my body's like, nope, screw you, buddy.
Right.
Go ahead, eat that carb right to your ass.
Well, I'm diabetic.
Yep.
And I look back at some of the stuff I ate in high school because my body was just could handle it. And I was working it off. And now I kind of look back, I'm like, okay, now I understand why.
I think at one point I just drank ranch dressing.
You know, we had a buddy who would take mayonnaise packets and cut the tops off of them and just right into his mouth, like four at a time, too. He's like, dude, I love mayonnaise. I'm like, apparently
you
dude,
do.
I'm about to puke. Stop.
Yeah, if I did that now, I would just jowly.
Oh.
It would just, I wouldn't be able to get my ring off because of the sodium. I just jowly mess.
Mm-hmm.
I'd look like Jabba the Hutt. Yeah, so I miss my high school body as well. So tight, bro. So tight. John misses smoking in the boys' room.
Oh, you always had those kids, man.
It's just smoking.
Like, no, go outside. You're not hiding it, you know?
No, I think it was the rebel cause of it. That's what it was. You knew you were breaking the rules.
Go in the stall and smoke it in the boys' room.
Unfortunately, and I thought I hit it and it's not like I smoked a lot in high school, but that's when I started.
Mm-hmm.
As my brother's mom, if you're listening, it was Logan's fault. But I remember like a couple times, like, you know, having a cigarette as I was going into the parking lot and seeing the vice principal, and you're like, oh, Jesus. Throw it. It's like on the floor of my car, like, hey, what's up, Mr. Johnson? No, I'm just coming in.
All right. Just smoking a cig.
Oh, God. I thought it was so cool. Thought it was so cool.
Are you a bad kid?
No, I wasn't. I caused some trouble. I think I was like you. I got away with a lot of stuff because of
the comic relief,
like that love to hate. Like, you know, I got into some trouble. I did some stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I wouldn't say I was a bad kid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was, I don't know.
Did you go to detention a lot?
No, but I was late a lot.
Yeah.
I was late a lot to school. I didn't take it very seriously. I
wasn't in detention a lot either.
No.
I had like ISS a few times maybe. No. For like dumb things.
I was late to school, I think, every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
Tardy again.
You know me, my Haven Standard Time. I've just always. And our excuse was, oh, sorry, the animals, because I grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
And every morning, I was just running late. So
sheep got away.
I can't tell you how many times. Sheep got out. Cows got out. They were like, God, these guys, fix your fences,
for
folks.
For God's sakes.
You're the worst farmers ever. I can't help it.
Did you plug your fence in?
You can comment on Facebook. We'll talk more about this if you want to get in on the conversation, what we missed about high school. I do. I miss those tight abs I had. They were so tight.
Rock 107.